Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes live. NaturalChoice.net and the Natural Choice Network directories have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected right here with me every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Well, the last time I had Dr. Lisa Price on was last spring, and we were talking about the relationship between our diets and the seasons. And now that we're fully into fall, mushrooms are not only bountiful this time of year, they also provide a bounty of benefits and uses, which we're going to talk about with Lisa today. Dr. Lisa Price is a licensed naturopathic physician since 1999 with expertise in complementary and integrative care and culinary nutrition during cancer treatment through survivorship. Lisa is also a National Institute of Health Research Fellow and an adjunct faculty member at Bastyr University. Well, welcome to the show again.
Hello, Martha.
Yes. So the Northwest really isn't an ideal place for fungi of all kinds to flourish, so much so that I guess we have the country's largest organization for mushroom enthusiasts, the Puget Sound Mycological Society. So what are some of the most common edible mushrooms that are found here, and especially this time of year?
Yes, especially this time of year. And this, we're in the prime season.
Like chanterelles, I know.
Golden chanterelles. You know, I just want to say a little bit about this season, though, is that...
it was early.
Yeah, it was a really early season, but the weather was a little wonky, you know?
Willie?
Yeah. It was dry but wet, you know, this interspersing, and then the temperature change really, really quickly.
Because I noticed more mushrooms on trails earlier this year and in places I normally don't see them because mushroom spores themselves, don't they kind of like, can't they like lay dormant like forever and things will pop up? And
well, what happens is that when you see that fleshy mushroom, and I think we're going to be talking about that, that's an extensive network of mycelium.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like mycelium can run for 3 to 5 miles. So it's maybe the same mushroom, but mushrooms fruit because of stress. And when we usually say stress, folks think of, oh, well, it's terrible conditions. No, it's not that. It's anything that's a change. And so when the mushroom feels a moisture difference or a temperature difference, then it sends out its fruiting body because there's some kind of stress.
So it can feed other things.
And it sends out its fruiting body, and then that fruiting body produces spores, so the spores can take off and reroute as well. So I think because it was such a back and forth with temperature and then also moisture, I think the mushrooms fruited more and earlier this year. Yeah, but as to your question, we have my favorite golden chanterelles, which I have foraged for the past probably 8 years here in the Pacific Northwest. We also have a whole bunch of different type of boleets. People love the delicious king boleet. Cauliflower mushrooms, shaggy
beautiful.
Mane mushrooms.
Yeah.
Lion's mane mushrooms, which are a great medicinal form, and also a bunch of Rucellas. And Rucellas are mushrooms that are gilled, and some of them are good to eat, and some of them are not so great to eat. And also lobster mushrooms.
Well, that's so important as far as, you know, if you're going to go harvesting, you need to make a class or go for a guided tour because there are so many hazards, because a lot of stuff that is edible looks almost exactly to the
case in point, shaggy mane. There are some mushrooms that look just like shaggy mane that are very poisonous.
Unless you know you see the underside or that sort of thing, and you don't even want to touch it until you know. So we highly recommend before anyone goes harvesting to definitely do their homework. And is there anyone that you recommend? Or
Puget Sound Mycological Society.
Yeah.
There's a couple of guides that'll take you out. Terra Floor, James Novak is a person that takes folks out, and he's loosely associated with the Puget Sound Mycological
Society. And did I hear there's someone that will help people go truffle hunting and let you go out with your pets?
Yeah, there's about three or
four
folks.
That would be a gaff.
Yeah. Now, truffles, there are truffles here. They're not as abundant in other places. there's an actual truffle farm down in Portland or near Portland.
Wow, because I know for wine growing, they say that we are the same region as France, and so I would assume that we got to have some truffles too.
Yeah, but the truffles grow, I think, on the base of, I think, is it
a certain tree? Yeah, we probably
a certain tree,
yeah.
and it's a little drier. Anyway, they are here, but they're just not as abundant. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, truffle dogs, truffle pigs. They usually use truffle pigs in uh-huh. France.
Yeah. So, yeah, that would be really fun to do as an
Absolutely.
Activity, too. Well, please stay tuned. We'll be right back with some benefits and uses of our local mushrooms, along with some recipes and cooking tips. So please stay tuned.
Nobody knows eggs better than Stiber's Farms. Stiber's Farms is Washington's premier cage-free and organic egg producer. They've been supplying local quality farm-fresh eggs since 1953. Today, they offer certified 100% organic eggs, beef, and feed. They even own and operate their own certified organic feed mill to maintain the integrity of their organic egg program. Their products are available throughout the Northwest. Look for Stiber's Farms eggs at your local natural food store. To find out more, go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search STIBRS. Stiber's Farms, the egg people.
The Herbalist has been manufacturing herbal medicine since 1984. The company was founded based on the belief that organically grown and wild harvested herbs of the highest quality would have a positive effect on people's health. We offer over 300 natural remedies. Many of the ingredients come from local certified organic farms and sustainable and ethical wild harvesters. We offer herbal extracts, organic bulk herbs, supplements, flower essences, essential oils, an organic smoothie and refreshment bar. To find out more, call 206-523-2600 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, herbalist.
Need it fast? Need it healthy? You have to give Tatanka's Takeout Bison Specials a try. Tatanka's bison are organically raised and grass-fed. The meat has more protein but less fat, calories, or cholesterol than any other meat. Tatanka also has a large vegetarian selection, chicken dishes, and desserts. Find out more about America's original health food. Call Tatanka at 253-752-8778 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Tatanka.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Brenda DeVore with Recology Cleanscapes, and you're listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk Radio on 1150 AM KKNW.
Welcome back. I'm here with Dr. Lisa Price, and we're talking about, of course, mushrooms. And I'm not sure if they're alluding to magic mushrooms in that song or not, but mushrooms really pretty much are magic. And we started talking about a little bit at the top of the show. That it's actually kind of creates an internet underground, transferring right. nutrients to entire ecosystems. And I guess in Oregon, there's a large, you know, continuous mycelium that's like the largest on the planet. And there's just so many things it does. And Paul Stamets, if people want to do a TED Talks, Paul Stamets on fungi perfecti has some just amazing things to show, because he actually has a picture of what happens underground, and it looks exactly like a map of the internet.
yeah. So he's a colleague of mine, and when I was doing my NIH research, he was part of our team as well, and he's been around for such a long time.
He's
doing
well known
really
here.
Really good work. Really generous person as well. But fungi are they're pretty incredible. They're a staple to any really healthy environment or ecosystem. With the transfer,
they remove toxins.
They remove toxins. They
provide nutrients.
Of course, provide nutrients. What I was going to say is that they break down detritus into smaller particles, so that trees and plants can use those. And they have a symbiotic relationship mm-hmm. with different, like, beetles and ants, etc. They're just incredible. And this time of year, if you're walking through the forest, especially in Olympic National Forest. There's so many different types.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And they're gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, every color you can imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're starting to talk about the medicinal qualities. There is one mushroom called lion's mane, which I mentioned, and it is edible, but it is also a mushroom that is typically used in immune stimulation.
Interesting.
And in neurological. So a lot of folks have been using and looking at that for treatment or supplemental treatment for dementia and Alzheimer's and chemo brain and somewhat with menopausal symptoms that are associated with brain fog.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, because it's almost an alchemy that goes on. You know, so it kind of makes sense. It's like a natural alchemy where they'll take, like, you know, something that's bad and turn it into something that's good. So I can
we know, and this is part of my National Institute of Health research, is that we know that what happens in many of these mushrooms, they have these things called polysaccharides, which is a kind of a broad term, but specific polysaccharides. And those interact with different cells of the immune system and other cells as well, and they stimulate them. They stimulate them, and in particular they stimulate cells that are its job is to surveil the body
and
look
see where
they're
stressed, maybe like they do
well,
in
looking
the soil.
For precancerous and cancerous cells. That's exactly
something
what
that's disruptive do. And like you said, you know, stress could be identified in a lot of different ways, and you know that there's a big change, and that, you know, a change is a sign of
kind of, yeah.
Yeah,
but we know specifically how certain one work, and with this lion's mane, we also know that it's got some antiviral properties as well.
Yeah, because they say even some of the mushrooms that, you know, may be toxic in very small doses, they're medicinal. It's almost like a like certain venoms too that can be used for a lot of medical and medicinal purposes.
Now, I don't know too much about Amanita, for example. Those are kind of deadly mushrooms, but I do know that there have been some research on, and also historically indigenous people have used those in the past in really small amounts during ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Yeah, you got to know what you're doing.
You have to know what you're doing. So, yeah.
Well, thanks to, as I say, people like, you know, Paul, that they've gotten a lot of attention to a lot of the uses. I mean, even to kind of put a lot of, you know, encourage mushrooms, because it's easy to take spores if you've already had them cultivated and put them somewhere too. They say putting them at the edge of like a golf course or something, it takes the chemicals, you know, and protects even, you know, some of the water and that.
Yeah,
sort
you got
to
get
too.
You got to get mushrooms established.
Yeah,
for sure. First,
that they can. I mean, so many applications. It's
so
amazing.
Many applications, but we also have to remember that not all mushrooms do that kind of thing.
Yeah,
there are
certain.
When I was doing my master's of science research, we were actually looking for mushrooms that could be used in bioremediation of pulp. Manufacturing stuff. So we had to look for specific mushrooms.
Yeah.
But they degrade these lignans and pulp, and they also
degrade
they
turn into
oil. they degrade plastics, and hopefully, you know, with the work of Paul and many, many other people in this country, that we'll start applying these
and
things.
Studying a little bit more, as I say, not, you know, just, it's crazy. Like I say, mushrooms are magic. So let's talk about some of the nutritional values too, especially, you know, in the fall. And I know with the seasonal diet, sometimes things will kind of appear which bodies need at that time of year.
Yeah. So especially if you're vegan or vegetarian, many mushrooms contain a good amount of protein and also a form of vitamin D that's not. It's the ergo cholecalciferol. So it's not the active form, but some of that can be transformed in the body. So you've got your protein, you've got your a little bit of vitamin D too, and then you've also got, you know, your polysaccharides in there, and then some other really wonderful minerals, because as we know, they're growing in the soil. So you've got magnesium and boron and selenium, those type of of things. So
yeah, so stuff that really is supportive for the immune system.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when people start getting sick in the fall and all those flu viruses start coming around.
And right. And there's a difference between fleshy mushrooms, which we've been talking about, like chanterelle, et cetera, and then the conchs, which are the hard mushrooms like turkey tail and like reishi. Those are different than the fleshy mushrooms.
Yeah. And a lot of times just those little button rush, you know, the stuff that people get in the grocery stores too, like the shiitakes and the button mushrooms and stuff like that. Some of those aren't as high.
So shiitake is a really wonderful medicinal mushroom.
Shiitake.
However, I call the little criminy button mushrooms the Doritos of mushrooms.
I wasn't just going to say that they're, that's what I heard. That's like the white rice, the little button criminy.
Yeah.
So it's usually, if you look for something, as you say, like the shiitakes, or how about even portobellos, or is it something with the darker colors, or is there anything that people...
Yeah, portobello has a little bit more of a protein content than the criminy mushrooms, but... You know, when you're going after a protein and then nutrients, the wild-grown mushrooms are the best.
Yeah.
Best cultivated. Even some, I mean, the cultivated lion's mane and the shiitake, because we now can cultivate those. They're okay, but the best is probably a wild harvested and hopefully sustainably harvested as well.
Yeah. Well, I was I was interested to learn that morels really appear after forest fires.
Yeah.
And local, you know, locally here, and I guess there's a I guess they're more of a spring.
Yeah, there's spring. That's what. Yeah.
But a lot of people were up around Crystal Mountain and a lot of the areas
where
that
all
had
the burns,
all
happen,
those burns
yeah.
were. So there's another just amazing, you know, some of the first life to show up.
Right.
After something
right,
like
right.
that, to
and
start
to help
feeding the soil.
Exactly. Help to regenerate the soil. Yeah, those appear mostly in the spring and maybe mostly about two to three years after the burns.
Yeah. It's just amazing. Now, as far as cooking them, I know like with vegetables, sometimes there's different ways to prepare things where they keep more nutrients or not.
Yeah.
So as far as... You know, before we could talk about some of the recipes, you know, anything that people should keep in mind as far as how to prepare them or.
Yeah. So if you go foraging with an expert and you bring home some edible mushrooms, you should clean them. But
eat them that day.
cleaning them means you usually dry brush them.
Okay.
If you rinse a fleshy mushroom under water, it will absorb.
Yeah.
It'll absorb the water, and then when you try to cook it, it's going to be kind of hard. So you dry brush it, and you can either saute it, just dry, or you can pan saute it in butter or oil. butter or oil.
You had me in butter.
Helps to helps to preserve the nutrients. Yep. And you can eat
then
it that
steam off as easy.
You could eat it that day, or you can also freeze them once you do that.
Oh, okay.
The other thing
because I know
that,
because when I got a bunch of chanterelles and I was so excited, and some of them I couldn't get to. They don't.
Yeah,
shelf life is not
freeze
very
them.
Big.
You know, saute and freeze them. The other thing that you can do if you have a dehydrator is to again brush, clean them off by brushing them off, and then dehydrate them, and then put them in a sealed container, and then you can use them for soups and seasoning.
Yeah, do you have a quick little recipe or something simple?
In my first book that I co-authored called Cooking Through Cancer Treatment to Recovery, which is available on Amazon, we have a mushroom and walnut pate.
Oh, yum.
Yes. And it's really easy. It just requires...
Walnuts are good, too.
Walnuts are fantastic. Yeah. Omega-3 fatty acid source. And one cup of walnuts, some butter, some onions, shiitake mushrooms. My co-author put in criminy, but criminy mushrooms, 1/4 portobello mushrooms. I would substitute the criminy out with the chanterelles.
Yeah.
Some garlic, some parsley, thyme, sea salt, white pepper and olive oil.
Oh, that sounds marvelous.
Blend it up and then eat it as a snack.
Oh, nummy.
Perfect
nummy.
For this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll post that recipe
sure.
up on our website as well. Well, that sounds Yum, yum, yum. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be right back with some closing thoughts from Lisa, so please stay tuned.
The Antique Sandwich Company was started as a family business 40 years ago. Today, it's still a meeting place for people who love good food, music, and pie. You'll be happy to know that all the baked goods at the Antique are made with local honey and organic whole wheat flour. Enjoy good food, great company, and amazing times at the Antique Sandwich Company. To find out more about the restaurant and its innovative community-supported pie program, call 253-752-4069 or go to naturalchoice.com. Net, keyword search antique.
If you love Indian cuisine, you'll love Pabla Indian Cuisine. A family business originated in India, Pabla has been serving Renton since 1998. It was one of the first pure vegetarian Indian restaurants in the area. Today you'll also find Pabla Veggie Cuisine in Issaquah. In addition to the restaurant, the Renton location also features a bakery, a full grocery store, and a sweet shop. Find out more about Pabla at naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Pabla.
If you're looking for supplements at an affordable price, come to Vitamin Life. We have over 10,000 supplements and beauty products, and best yet, for up to 50% off. We specialize in hard-to-find items. If you cannot find what you need, we can special order for you. We are conveniently located at the heart of Redmond. Drop by to visit us or attend one of our free evening lectures. To find out more about how Vitamin Life can help you with your health journey, call 425-869-7000 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search one word, Vitamin Life.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hello, La. This is Laura Musikansky with the Happiness Initiative. You're listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
So, Dr. Price, what would you like to leave our listeners with today and wrap things up about the magic of mushrooms?
So we've talked about mushroom foraging. Do it with a professional. Mm-hmm. And we talked about some of the medicinal uses. And one of the things that I think is really important is that that if you're going to use mushroom supplements your some kind of condition, also check in with a healthcare professional about that, because some mushrooms are not applicable for some conditions. For example, turkey tail and reishi may not be good for conditions that are associated with autoimmunity.
Some interaction things to be concerned.
Absolutely. Turkey tail is not a great mushroom to use for people who have leukemia or lymphomas. So just really make sure that you understand and that you're being helped or guided as far as that goes.
Yeah, and like you say, it's a huge subject. We talked about all the different uses and all the different varieties, and so, most importantly, don't go out there and assume anything, even with a book. It's really, really important to do guided foraging.
Right.
Yeah, and I thought it was really interesting too, because we talk about the health benefits, of some of these values. Just the act of going out and foraging for fungi can be a meditative thing in itself. And I heard someone say mushroom hunting's relationship to Buddhist philosophy to perception is a mental contrast.
Oh,
so just that searching, that looking, and that focus. And so you're out in nature, you've got a focus, and so it's very meditative and enlightening as
well. It is, because you when you're foraging for mushrooms, they just don't pop up. What often happens is that you go out and initially you are looking and you don't see anything until you find that first or second one, because you get in a rhythm.
Yeah.
And then you realize they're all around you.
And then you relax and you see them everywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
it's
really,
it's the busy
really
mind. It's quieting the mind in for the search.
Yeah. It's just like, someone says look for a red car and then suddenly all you see is red cars, but until you're looking and focus down.
Slowing down, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us where people can find you and about your cookbook.
Yeah, so you can find me and more information about my practice at www.drlisaprice.nd.com. I'm also on Facebook and under the same name, Dr. Lisa Price, ND. And I have actually three cookbooks now.
Wow, you're up to three now.
Cooking Through Cancer Treatment to Recovery, by Demos Health Publishing Company out of New York City. And I have the two newer books are Breast Cancer Thriving Through Treatment to Recovery and Prostate Cancer Thriving Through Treatment to Recovery.
And they're loaded with nutritional and absolutely advice and recipes and all
wellness
that as well.
Advice and exercise, all that.
That's great. And of course, we mentioned earlier the Puget Sound Mycological Society, and you don't have to remember that, just psms.org. And that's a great resource and
great
reference.
And so much fun at this time of year too. Lots of trips and lots of communion and eating.
I talked to my daughter because she's, you know, been studying them up at Western, and she's they're having a little foraging class up there, you know, up in Bellingham, too.
So fun.
They service the whole area. You can also find Dr. Price's information in our directory or on the radio archive page on our website at naturalchoice.net. And a recording of today's show will also be posted there. Remember, naturalchoice.net is Puget Sound's one-stop place to find all the resources and information you need to make the best choices for you, your family, and your community. So thanks for joining us today, Lisa.
You're quite welcome.
And thanks to all of our listeners for choosing to join us again, too. As you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively, our experiences create our community. So online, on print, and on air, thank you for making the natural choice.